Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Praises be to God for another opportunity to come to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to My Sister, My Friend, a Blog Talk show that is dedicated to reaching all women. We want to be an encouragement and uplifting and be here with resources for the needs and concerns of our sisters. Thank you for tuning in tonight with us. Tonight, we have a special guest who comes from Big Fort Worth, Texas. We have Minister Colette Govan, founder of the DFW City Women Communities in Texas, Empowering Women. Ladies, would you go ahead and say good evening? We have our president also on the line.
Good evening. I'm glad to be online.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing, everyone?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
God bless. So we're going to go ahead and get right into our show tonight. We want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Again, I want to thank you guys for having me on the show tonight. It's been an exciting day, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to kind of share what God is doing, what God has done, and what I'm looking forward to Him to do in my very near future, should He say the same. I am Carletta Govan, and I have actually been called to women's ministry for going over 20 years now. So God has used me to minister to the hearts of women in so many various arenas. The call did not come by way of, a fall on my face and a plea to God to just give me something to do. As a matter of fact, the call came as an appointment first. You know, sometimes you have to be appointed, and then the anointing will follow. Because I don't know about y'all, but my pastor, my bishop, over 20 years ago, appointed me to women's ministry, and my first inclination was to question him as to why he was doing that. Why me? Especially since, I wasn't fond of the female anyway. You know, I hear a lot of women ministers say, before God called them to women ministry, they really didn't have a love, for women. But at that time, that was my testimony. That's why I asked him the question. But he appointed me, but it wasn't long after that that God made me to fall in love with women. I think in my early Christian life, in studying the Bible, I ran across the book of Hosea. Across the book of Hosea, my story and Hosea's story began to parallel. And at that moment, God placed a huge burden, in my heart and in my life for the plight of women, women who have somewhat of struggles, women who have been oppressed and depressed, at-risk women. And, you don't have to miss anybody, actually, but there is, some particular. So that's how I kind of got started in women's ministry over 20 years ago, and I've been serving women, ever since.
Well, amen. God does give us those inklings and puts in our spirits to help one another, and, that's
mm-hmm.
one of the great commissions. So
mm-hmm.
tell me, where did you start? Did you start with just in the women's ministry doing counseling or helping hands, or what did you do? What did you do first?
I actually started in women's ministry, again, as an appointment by my pastor, my dad in the ministry 20 years ago. our church, there was like a changing of the hands, so to speak, and he appointed me the task of directing women's ministry. So at that particular time, of course, I didn't know anything, you know, about women's ministry. I was barely, you know, in church or barely following Christ. I just knew that I loved him, you know, and I had found my life or my way, so to speak, and then I began to minister in women. And not the first ministry assignment that I received was Empowered Women in Christ. And Bishop Mays, my father in the ministry, gave me the awesome opportunity to lead women's ministry in my then church, Charity Church, here in Fort Worth, Texas. So I had the challenge of ministering to women. And we came a long way together. And one of the things that God led me to do in leading women's ministry is for it to be a we thing. You know, it wasn't a I and a them. It was we. We are going to grow up in Christ together. You know, we can get where we're going a lot better and a lot faster if we, you know, go together and we hold each other accountable and we serve one another and we be transparent and we just honor each other as sisters. So I started in women's ministry, you know, back then, and as time progressed, I, you know, God anointed me and gave me that special love for the ministry that he's called me to empower women, to help women to see themselves free of any barriers that may, you know, keep them from excelling in life. So I started back, way back, you know, in women's ministry in my church. But serving first, you know, a lot of people, you know, think that maybe they have to delve into ministry as a ministry leader, but it just didn't happen like that for me. Once I finished foundation class and found out, you know, how much God loved me and what he had done for me and how Christ had made the ultimate sacrifice on my behalf, it just seemed right for me to try to say thanks. Just try to say thank you the best that I knew how. And at that time, it was service. It was serving the church. It was serving the house of God. I remember when I was working for HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and we had what we called flex time. And every other Monday, I was off. And I found myself every other Monday at the church. I'll clean the church, and I'll clean the bathrooms. I clean the sanctuary. I dusted the pews. I vacuumed the floors. And that was a time that God would minister to me, and it was my thank you time. You know, just the least that I could do to say thank you for what all he had done for me. So it started in service. And then from you know, serving the church or the maintenance or, you know, cleaning up. I mean, I don't know who else was cleaning up, but I knew that every other Monday I was going to be in there cleaning up because I didn't know what else I could do, but that needed to be done, so I did it. I'll clean up. And then from there, I was cleaning up the church one day, and our secretary at the time wasn't at work that day. And my pastor asked me to answer the telephone that day. And I answered the phones that day. You know, the scripture says that your gifts will make room for you. And I had the gift of administration because I was working for the government and I was a program assistant. So my gift made room for me. So I began to do some of that clerical work, answering telephones, making a program. At that time, we were cutting and pasting. I mean, literally, cutting and pasting.
All right.
So I was
we
doing
wasn't
that
real modern then.
No technology back then. No cutting
and
pasting.
Yeah.
No, not at all. So I kind of started, you know, being, and then I was doing some of the clerical and admin work, and then I started to teaching in youth ministry. Started with the kids. You know, I just didn't go to church one day and the next day I was leading women's ministry.
Okay.
There comes a period of service. You know, God will call you to a task while you're serving. While you're serving, not while you're sitting around waiting on an assignment or something that's glamorous that you think that you could do that might get you some accolades. But
right.
I spent a lot of time serving. And the greatest thing about that is that I was loving it because I found my life. You know, I found my life. I found out how much God loves me. And I even then to now, I spend my life saying thanks.
Right. And it mm-hmm. makes you feel so wonderful to be able to share the love
yes.
that God has poured into you to somebody
yes.
else. And that's
yes.
how you develop and you grow, because the more love that you feel from him, the more you want to pour out into somebody else. And
absolutely.
That's what I find that is just wonderful in God's love. And like we do, I do go to Henry Wade on the third Saturday of each month, and I just feel
mm-hmm.
a need for those young ladies for me to pour out to them, for me to tell them
uh-huh.
that God loves them because he loves me so much, you know, and I
yeah.
just want them to feel the same love that I have. But this is not about me tonight, okay? But I just want to share that to somebody that's listening, because you never know who can be listening, can be touched by knowing that we want to give love to them. That's the purpose of our radio show. Also to
yeah.
tell our sisters that there is someone out there that loves them. We want to be able to express that love, sisterly, Christ-like love to them.
That's
what
right.
we're here for. That's what we try to do with this show and everything that we do for Christ, because they need to know that
right.
there is a God out there that loves them. But after you did, how long did you work before you start establishing your okay, let's talk about the Promise House. That's what I want to get into also. How long, I was going to do that too. But did you serve and share before you opened the Promise House? Or did you do some other type of house before then? Or what did you do in, you know, between that
actually,
and the Promise House?
Yeah, actually, I did not. Again, I had been serving in ministry over 20 years, and most of those years directing women's ministry, if not directly, indirectly, under the leadership of my pastor's wife. So I had been in women's ministry all of that time, but I began to serve out in the community. And how I got involved with the Promise House is I was volunteering with Prison Fellowship, and I was teaching in-prison volunteer training and mentor training out in the community. And I met some wonderful ladies who were also serving in prison fellowship, one of the field directors that was Kelly Priscelli. And there was that training opportunity. And then they began working under the Second Chance Act grant at Cornerstone Assistance Network, which I'm employed right now. And when they began to serve at Cornerstone, an opportunity to oversee a transitional house came available. And it was just God. It was God. As a matter of fact, the day that I went to talk to those ladies, we were going to talk about something else. And I remember leaving home that morning and praying and saying to God that, I'm used to working for you. I want to work for you. But until you hire me to be in ministry full time, I'll volunteer. So I thought for a volunteer job. But when I got there, I began to talk to them about what my dreams were, what I believe God had called me to do. And I began to talk about this Promise House. And I had gotten Promise House from God when I was teaching a class at the Salvation Army. As a matter of fact, I had actually taken up an offense. You know, I said to the ladies, oh, my God, you know, if I ever get a chance to get a house, I'm just going to bring all of you guys in the house, and then we're just going to live happily ever after, so to speak. So that was my mindset behind that. And I was just talking that day about how I wanted to open a Promise House, a transitional house for women, and that God was going to do that. And I was believing him, and it was like a light came on for them because unbeknownst to me, they had been given a house.
Oh, my.
They had been
given a house. See how God set up stuff?
Yes, to serve along with the, you know, mentoring ministry, reentry services, and they had been given a house to go along with the women's reentry services. But there was no one, guess what? To run the house.
Nobody but you.
And one of the ladies was so, I mean, her eyes was open so big, like she couldn't believe it, till she called the other lady, guess what? You know, and I began to tell her about what my heart was for opening this house for women. But my mentor, Miss Sandra Stanley, I've been serving there in some Bible studies. And I wanted to, you know, follow in behind her footsteps. You know, I'm going to open up a house, you know, and minister to women. And she told me, because at one while I thought that I had a house, I was going to buy a house. And she told me, no, you won't be buying a house, that God will provide. And guess what? He did just that, y'all. He provided
house,
the structure. You know what? I found out that if it's in your heart and God put it in your heart, he will make the provisions for it.
Yes,
and all
ma'am.
I had to do was
yes,
take
ma'am.
The ministry into the Promise House. And and at the Promise House, we serve women who are homeless by way of post-incarceration, domestic violence. Maybe they became evicted. You know, sometimes you could be living with your family and the time is up. You need somewhere else to live. So we just thank God for the opportunity to share his promises with the women that we serve at Promise House. That's how I got started with Promise House, which is a ministry of Cornerstone Assistance Network here in Fort Worth.
Okay. And what does Promise House do exactly? Just share with our audience the facets of the Promise House.
Okay, well, Promise House does, first and foremost, we offer a safe, a welcoming, restorative environment for women who are suffering the trauma of homelessness. If you've never been homeless, you don't know the trauma that goes with that. Because when I would go into the jails, one of the things that the ladies wanted to know, first and foremost, is where can I live?
Okay.
So Promise House offers that environment that's conducive to growth in your spiritual life, in your personal life, in your physical life. So we offer this place. You know, for me, it's paradise to me. So we offer this place where the ladies can come and they can live and they can find God and they can experience him on another level, because while they were in jail or while they may have cried out in another time in their lives, they find out that God is a very present help in a time of trouble. So we offer them the housing, and then we offer them case management. And case management, well, I like to call it lifestyle management. So we help the ladies to fashion a life that they can actually live. Where, because being in those situations sometimes is overwhelming. So we teach them how to embrace their current situation, the current style that your life is in right now, and teach you how to take off and put on what you need for the season that you're in right now. Promise House, it's high accountability. So women are able to achieve the goals that they set out to achieve. they can come there wanting to finish a degree up, get a GED, you know, get a better paying job, or just rest for a moment. However, whatever it is that you say that you want to do, Farmer's House holds you accountable to that. Holds you accountable to that. So we offer this a program that allows you to do exactly what it is that you say that you want to do, and you just fashion your life, or you create the activity that goes with your outcome. For example, if we have a client that's wanting to come in and she wants to pursue a higher education, well, everything in her life, everything at this period or this time in her life goes along with that decision to pursue higher education. That way, you're not easily distracted. So we have we monitor that. We utilize an electronic calendar where you create or you design your days and your weeks and your month and your year that will equal the outcome. So that's what we do at Promise House. And we have Bible studies. We have Bible studies there. We have personal development, community to come in. For example, we have a personal finance and budgeting personal development coach that comes in. We have even we have a grief counselor that comes in and helps the lady to live after loss. Because sometimes you live you lose a certain lifestyle, you need help. lifestyle, you need help. We have an activity director that plans activities for the ladies. We have a chapel. We have a girl talk now. As a matter of fact, this coming month, we'll be hosting our first pillow talk, which is intimate conversation among sisters. And we tag that with what said on the pillow stays on the pillow.
Okay.
So it gives women a safe outlet to hear from one another. So we have a counselor who was sold out actually, or called to the women at Promise House. So that's the ministry, you know, at Promise House, and we love the fact that God provides, just like the children of Israel. Which is the model. It's the model,
right?
You know, from Egypt to the Promised Land, and God is all in between there. He's just all up in there, you know.
So you
know
that's
it. What you do at the Promised House.
Let me ask you this: is there another facility in Fort Worth like the Promised House, or were you the model for it, or is that just the only facility that has that?
No. There are several women's transitional housing opportunities in Fort Worth. There are a couple that I am in partnership with, and we kind of support one another. You know, if I don't have openings in, somebody else may be. And my partners include Esther House, which is a transitional facility that is Demetrius Stevenson oversees that transitional house, and it's a part of the True Faith Community, where Pastor Darrell Abenshire is the overseer there. So Demetra, she ministers to the women at Esther House. And then, of course, my mentor, Sandra Stanley, who is the founder of Opening Doors for Women in Need in the Lake Como area, and also there's Lindale House, and the overseer there is Janet Armstrong. So there are quite a few, but those three in particular I have a relationship with, and we try very hard to support one another. But there's also the YWCA. There's also the Salvation Army that helps women, you know, to overcome that homelessness.
So there
are other facilities, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more, but I'm just not familiar with them all.
Okay, but you know about the ones that you partner with that help you in your time of need.
Yes.
Now, how many women can stay at the Promise House at one time?
Four. Four residents can live at Promise House, and then we have an on-site resident manager. So there's five women who actually live in the house. Four of them are clients, and we have a resident manager that's there for support in those prime time hours of the day. I'm there usually during the day, and our resident manager is there during the night. Mm-hmm.
All right. Wonderful. Okay. Now, that was some interesting information that you've given us about the Promise House. Is there anybody on the line tonight that would like to ask Minister Collette a question about Promise House before I start questioning her about something else I need to talk to you about? Beverly, do you have any questions? Beverly? Okay, I guess she got me on mute, so she's not ready right now. Okay, well, let's shift gears and talk about DFW City Women.
Oh, DFW City Women. It's a ministry, a women's ministry organization that came about, and I'm thinking around 2006. God had given me a vision to create or develop or establish a women's ministry organization that would serve one another, where like the acronym DFW City, CITI, is Communities in Texas Empower Women. So it's a community effort where the community would collaborate, come together to help transform lives as well as communities. And so that's how that came about. So different churches and government entities and other women's organizations and anyone who actually had a call to empower people, we would collectively come together and become a network of support for one another, and we just basically want to help each other help each other.
Amen.
So that was a vision with City Women. So that's how City Women came to be. A lot of women who had a desire to see other women supported and be helped, and to help them from their resources, because a lot of times people need what they need, but they don't have any money to pay for it. So what God had given me is that the person who was helping was just loving it. You know, their pay, so to speak, was the opportunity to get to do it.
Right.
Because they're already doing it.
Right.
So it's just what they do. It's just what they do.
Yeah,
so
that's the gift that God has given us all to do.
Yes.
Coming together and helping one another and finding sources and resources for one another. So that's basically what City Women do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make that plain to our listening audience.
Yes.
I'm here, ladies. Sorry, I hung up the way. Are you partnering with organizations that are in Dallas or just organizations that are in Fort Worth?
I am doing my best to partner with organizations that are in Dallas as well, because we are Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and we do have some City Women who are in Dallas. Camellia is in Dallas, and she works at APA, where they are serving people who have been affected by addictions. We had partnerships with Exodus Ministry, which was another housing ministry there in Dallas. We also have a City Woman in Dallas, Cherry Mackey. Linda Johnson is out there to kind of help with what's going on in Dallas. Lieutenant Stephanie Christopher is out in Dallas, and she serves at the Salvation Army. I got to put a plug in here. Our radio program will be at the Salvation Army on Thursday. So we are seeking to partner with women's organizations in Dallas so that we can cover the area, because the vision is to form this net-like. Have you ever seen fish being caught in a net? To be able to cover our territory so that when we minister to the hearts of women, if I don't have what she needs, one of my sisters in the network does. So, yes,
amen.
We are looking to partner with women's organizations in Dallas. So, and we do that by way of our network meeting that we have every other month.
Like the one we had last Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, they try to enlarge the territory so that the network is the network grows, so that everybody knows, or the people in the network knows, where they can get effective ministry for the people that God has given them.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. That's what I like about that, because if you can't refer them, if you can't give them what they need, you can refer them to someone else who can. And
exactly.
That's what I love about the networking seminar that we had, because I learned so much and met so many different people who, that if I have something that I don't have to give to one of my sisters, well, I can refer them to one of the sisters that I met. And I
that's
think
right.
That's a good calling for our sisters to have to do.
That's
because
right.
we
that's
all
right.
are our sister's keepers. So if I find a need and you can fulfill it, I'm coming to you. Or if my
that's
sister
right.
finds a need, I'm going to send her to you. I'm not going to hold
that's
it
right.
to myself, because I
right.
already know where it is. That's what it's all about to me. It's sister to sister, helping sister. And I just get so excited every time I think about it,
Mr. Brother,
because it's just wonderful, you know. And I
yes.
like the fact that we can help one another. So that's
yeah,
and also
that myth.
You're right, that we still mm-hmm. love each other regardless.
That's
whatever
right.
happens, we gonna love on each other. Period.
Because
that's,
right.
that's what God said. We that's what we're
that's
supposed
right.
to do.
That's absolutely right.
But yes. Okay. Well, that brings me to the point that you were going to tell us about the upcoming events for the networking and for the
mm-hmm.
other events that you have coming up shortly. And then I can tell you about the Empowerment Conference that we're having on October the 25th. But in the meantime, go ahead and tell us about your upcoming events.
Okay.
Okay.
The thing I want to do is invite you guys to listen in on Mondays from 6 to 7, where we host a radio program. So we're sisters on the air as well.
Okay.
Our radio show is Brother Talk Radio, and we're actually on FaceTime Radio on the TuneIn app. So we do that on Mondays. Also coming up in September this month on the 25th, we'll be hosting our first Girl Power Leadership event. And Girl Power is God in real life. So
okay.
we want to get to know him in real life. So we'll host our Girl Power event on September the 25th. That's a Thursday, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. at the Opening Doors for Women in Need, Nehemiah Project at 3600 Horn Street. I'll send you some information, and you might want to send it out to your listening audience. If somebody is free that night, they want to come out and join us for Girl Power. And Girl Power
okay.
is a time to sharpen your leadership skills in a company of like-minded women leaders. And even if you don't consider yourself a leader, you are. You know, come out and find out how much of a leader you are, because it's open to the community of women. Just come on out, and let's just continue to grow up together. Also coming up this week, Thursday of this week, we'll be hosting our radio show live at the Salvation Army. And it's kind of why I was asking you guys if you knew anybody who was interested in mentoring, because there are some sweet babies over there I call all women sweet babies. You know, sweet babies over there who are, you know, desiring mentors, because we did have one of our network partners to speak at the Salvation Army last week, and she spoke on mentoring, so that equaled mentoring. So city women need to recruit some mentors for the ladies over in the Salvation Army. So we're doing that. Also, you want to put these dates down. The first Saturday in October, which is October the 4th, that is the day that we host our city women's meeting, our monthly meeting. So anybody interested in becoming a part of the network would need to meet us on that day, or a part of the City Women Leadership Team or the organization. I'm sorry, the organization on October the 4th. On November the 1st is our City
Women. Okay, wait
women
a minute. Hold up. Back up. What time is the meeting at
for City Women?
On October the 4th, what time is the meeting?
10 to 12.
10 to 12. And it's at where that's going to be?
We're going to meet at 3600 Horn Street.
3600
Horn? Yeah, the Nail Mile Project. Uh-huh, 3600 Horn Street.
Okay.
And that's in Fort Worth, 76107.
Okay.
Also, ladies, since we are trying to branch off, if you know of any meeting space that we can host City Women meetings, definitely let me know so we can kind of move around and give everybody the benefit of being a part of the meeting in their part of town.
Okay,
so
wonderful.
So you have anybody that, any venues you know about. Also, on November the 1st would be our City Women Network Group luncheon. And that's where resources from all over, you know, come out and kind of connect, you know, find out who's doing what where, and become a part of the network. This next network meeting that we want to host, we want to invite as many pastors' wives or ministry women's ministry directors for this express purpose, so that they can network with community resources, so that they can know what's going on in various communities or who has what, so that they can offer those services to the women in their ministry.
Amen.
So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, we're looking forward to
that. Okay, well, I would love for you to go ahead and when you get a chance sometime this week to send me that by email, these dates and times and locations, so that mark my calendar and also make announcements for them during the next couple of shows this month.
Yeah.
So we can get that information out there to our women who are listening and to those that might be interested in volunteering with any of these organizations, ministries.
Yeah.
And we recruit like that. We can recruit like that. We will help you do that.
Yes.
God bless.
Right.
Also, we want to thank you for being on the show tonight with us and for giving us this most helpful information and letting our sisters know that there is someone out there that will help them, care for them, and if they can't do it, somebody else will.
That
now,
is so true.
Asking any of the ladies that are online at this present time if there are any questions or comments or information they would like to share with us to go ahead and ask our guest tonight or either just give us your comment. Anybody? I see I have my sister on here, Minister Henderson. Do you have any questions or comments tonight? She must be on
me
too.
No, ma'am, not at this time. I am enjoying the program, though.
Thank you. I'm glad that you are have joined us tonight. That's my co-host, y'all, Minister Sonara Henderson. She's been missing,
hello.
But she's with us tonight.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. Minister Henderson, would you go ahead and tell Minister Govan about the upcoming breakfast for Ashes to Beauty in case she might want to join us?
Yes, ma'am. Minister Govan, how are you this evening?
I'm marvelous. Thank you so much.
Good.
Glad to be on air with you, ladies.
Ma'am?
I'm glad to be on the air with you.
Wonderful. Well, we're glad to have you. Ashes to Beauty is a side ministry that I have. And what we do, we raise funds to assist breast cancer patients and survivors with, like, groceries, utility bills, things of that nature. Well, as ladies, we know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So October 4th, we'll be having our Flapjack, Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser on Northwest Highway in Abrams from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the tickets are $10, and you need not be present to win. With every $10 ticket that's purchased, your name is entered into a drawing, and I think we're going to have three drawings this year.
Okay.
Amen.
And that is October the 4th at 8 o'clock.
8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay.
At the Applebee's on Northwest Highway?
Yes, ma'am. In Abrams. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much for that information.
For that. Amen. I'm going to invite each of you that are listening and those that are not on the line and those that are on the line. The Mighty Shady Grove Women of Joplin, Texas will be having their annual prayer brunch October the 11th. October the 11th. And we will have seven dynamic speakers with Minister Henderson as one of them. I can give you the theme next week because it just flew past my head. But we will. That event starts at 9 o'clock at 4802 Burma Road in Dallas, Texas. We will be there for the speakers, and then we will have a lovely brunch immediately afterwards. So those of you that are free, come on by and join us on October the 11th. And now, Beverly, I'm going to give you the privilege of announcing our Women's Empowerment Conference.
Good evening. We're going to host our first annual Women's Conference, Empowering Women Today with Knowledge, Skills, and Empowering Women with Love, with Understanding, with Patience, giving them a shoulder to lean on, a hug, a handshake, just standing together, understanding what God's purpose is for our life, how we can set our destiny based on what God's purpose is for our life, and restoring the woman's attitude to know that a woman is a special creature. She wasn't just thought of as an afterthought. She was a special thought in God's heart.
Yeah.
So we want to help women understand who we are and why we're here and why we were so wonderfully made and so delicately crafted and why God loves us so much that he gave you such a perfect and divine life. And we want to encourage women to not to believe all the things that are said today about women, that we are special, we are loved, we are valued, and we don't have to be called out of our names, that we can empower ourselves. And so we want to come together on October 21st at First Free Will Baptist Church in Duncanville to hold each other up and to empower women today and remind women that we are delicate creatures. We have femininity, and God gave it to us for a purpose. And we want find women that we can stand together and we can help one another. And we stand with Citywide Network to help women understand what our purpose is. And I hope that our four dynamic speakers
Sister Henderson. I'm just excited to hear what she's got to say, that we will encourage women to stand up and be strong and to fight domestic violence, fight the slavery of our young women today, and to regain that respect that women young once held. So we hope that other women will come out. The event is free. Nonprofit organizations are welcome to come and get a table and pass out information. And small vendors are welcome to come out and show their wares. And LaShonda Lewis is going to be our host, and she's the host of this show. So we want to bring out the women of Dallas to somewhere where they can sit and relax and don't have to worry about what this is going to cost me. What do they want? We want to give love, encouragement, and a shoulder to lean on. So we encourage all the women of Dallas to just come out and spend an afternoon just thinking about yourself and appreciating what God has done for you.
Amen.
Amen. And also, we do have our two of our dynamic speakers online tonight. That would be Sovan and Mr. Henderson. Speaking at the Women's Conference, Empowering Our Women. So just from talking to them and getting their vibe tonight, you know, if you don't come, you're going to miss something. You will be missing out on a good time with our sisters, a good love fest, and just sharing and networking. So as Beverly said, we are inviting women to come out with their ministries, set up tables, set up their wares, and just enjoy one another. We have we're going to have a masseuse there who's going to, you know, give us a little massages. There might be a slight fee, but I'm not sure yet. So, but we will tell you as the event, as we get more information from her about it. But then we will have women with jewelries and purses, and we'll have a woman that does cakes, and she's going to be doing some of her stuff. And then we're going to have free meal, free food. Now, everybody knows you're coming when it's free food. It's light food. So everybody invite somebody. Somebody come along. We also have some financial people that's going to be there. My good friend, Sister Janice Gilmore will be there sharing with us. And we just have a lot of people that's going to be there sharing. So come on out and invite somebody. I think we're going to have somebody doing some real estate and somebody doing some dancing and somebody. We're just going to have women, okay? And we're going to have just a good time with each other. We're going to try to get that all in from 12 to 4 now. I don't know how the Holy Spirit's going to work that.
Oh, God.
We don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to work it. So if you blocked out from 12 to 4, you might want to block out from 12 to 5, okay? Because we're going to have a good time in the Lord, loving each other.
Amen.
And that's what we're coming together to do, and letting a woman know that she is loved and pampered and adored by her sisters. See, that's what we need to do. We need to lift our sisters up. We need to tell them, hey, you special.
That's right.
You look good. It ain't nothing wrong with you walking up to your sister and say, hey, that's a nice outfit you got on. Hey, your hair is pretty today. Oh, look at your makeup. You know, something to encourage and uplift.
She might
be feeling down that day. She might
and
I might have that smile, but behind that smile is a frown. Because we don't know.
That's right.
The other thing is, ladies, we don't want our young women. We want to stop them from going out in the street and seeking approval by a man to feel validated. We want them to know that God created them. He validated them on their birth. He validated them when he created them. He have already been validated. They don't need a man to show them how much they're worth and what their purpose is. They don't need to do that. Some of these women go out here and they lose themselves to these men, and then they come back and they're lost because they didn't understand that they're already wonderfully made. They don't have to make any changes. So we want to we want to show love because our world is crumbling around us, and we've got to hold these young girls a little tighter. And God gave that to us to help these young women, help them become mothers and wives, and help them become women that are empowered. The women in the Bible, those women worked. They helped their husband. They took care of their children. And we need to teach our young women that they can be strong, proud women, and they can do what God has called them to do.
Amen. Yeah. Can I interject something right here, Mr. Lewis?
Go ahead.
Oh, also, excuse me, at the Ashes of Beauty booth, we will be raffling off a gift. So
all
we
right.
definitely want to make sure that everyone comes around and drop their name in our bowl.
Well, praise God.
So you know I'm not myself if I'm not giving something away.
Excuse me. All right. Can I drop my name in there two times? That's a double chance. Okay.
And I also want to piggyback on Minister Lewis on what she was saying about Shady Grove Women Annual Prayer Breakfast. I'm telling you, I'm so grateful to God. This would be my sixth year speaking at this event, and I want you ladies to know they really, really, really know how to put on an awesome, dynamic, anointing program. And not only will you be fed spiritually, but you'll also be overwhelmingly fed naturally.
Wow.
Distinction. They really, really, really know how to lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So if you are available that Saturday, please come by because you would definitely be made to feel right at home.
That's right. We love our sisters. Actually,
yes.
Do.
Love me.
With our whole heart. Not with half of it, the whole heart. And we do. We invite you to come on by and have a good time with us and fellowship with us. And
yes.
That's another opportunity to network because there's a lot of other sisters there that have other things
mm-hmm.
going on. They have mighty testimonies. They have, God sends everybody that we need that day for that day
that's
and
right.
that time. Because
so,
he's
exactly.
a very good God. He just works like that. But, ladies, our time is winding down. I would admonish each of you, if you have any other questions or if you have any other concerns, any other announcements, to go ahead and make them at this time.
Yeah, I'd like to just say hello to my Flutter friend, Miss Coiletta.
Oh, hello.
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for listening.
I just wanted to
Amen.
Say that she is such a gem, and she is such the type of woman that will just draw your purpose out of you, and I'm so blessed by her.
Amen. I think
Thank
I can
you.
Piggyback on that, too, because the first time I met this lady, I didn't know nothing about her. I got her number from my supervisor, and he said, this woman is the woman for you to talk to, because we were having one of our retreats, and I needed a speaker. So I called her. We talked on the phone for about an hour. We had never seen each other, nothing about each other, but our spirits were just connected, just like that.
Yes.
And every time I asked her to do something for me, she does it with no hesitation, and she's available. And I just love her spirit. God sent her to me, and I just love it. You know, she's a very present time and help. And that other one on that line over there, that Minister Henderson lady. Same thing happened with me and her. I didn't know her. I met her through one of my church members, and ever since then we've just been clicking, you know. And with Beverly, all you sisters, every last one of you, we just all have a kindred spirit, and I love all of you. You're such a joy to
Thank
know
you.
and I just feel like that anything that anytime I need one of you, you are coming to me, and you don't hesitate. You don't say no. Or, I got this to do. Or, I'm too busy to do that. You know, like, you know. We ain't going to talk about him tonight. But but I thank God for him. And I see my good friend on the line. She ain't saying nothing yet, but I love her too. We just road dogs. We go everywhere together. You see her, you see me. That's my Gilmore girl. Hey, Gilmore girl.
Yeah, that is JP. Jesus promises.
Yes, they promise. So thank you all for joining me tonight on the show and giving us the good information that we have.
Thank you.
The listeners, if you try to come to something, if you don't come to nothing, come to something. We have a lot going on, and we will be giving you more announcements and more information as time goes by, because we are here to help our sisters give out resources and information to the sisters that are listening. So thank you, each one of you. And
thank you.
Minister, go ahead. It is our normalcy to have the guests pray us out.
Amen.
Wow. Wonderful. Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God, it has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time that you have allowed us to spend tonight as sisters. As we grow together and we grow up in you, we grow up in Jesus Christ, knowing that we are the apple of your eye, that we are complete, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are all of what you say that we are, and we have been called for a time such as this. God, we just pray that you bless us, bless all who have been listening tonight. Bless us with more wisdom. Bless us with more love. Bless us with more compassion. Bless the listeners, God, that they have heard something tonight that they can use, that they have jotted down on their calendars, and they have made plans to attend something that will empower them even more today. For we are empowered the more in Christ Jesus. It is our prayer, God, that you have been glorified tonight by what we have said and the very intent of our heart. In Jesus' name we have prayed, we believe, and we are victorious. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you so much, ladies. God bless each of you. I pray that you have the rest of the week. Just God be with you and everything just go as well as he has planned it in his will, not yours, his. Because it's all about him. So thank you so much for calling and staying with me tonight. I love each of you. And at this time, we're going to say good night.
Good night. Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Good night.